to listening to WMFM. This is All Vinyl.
At 11:02, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Even when I've just had a crazy suite of sneezes right before the episode here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm a little shook up. Coming up in around about, let's just call it 60 minutes, the midnight 5 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. There's a few of them, as usual. for the Radio Obituaries here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Sorry, I mean, I really just shook myself up with about 25 sneezes before coming up the stairs here at WMFO. I'm a little rattled, to say the least. Hopefully you will put up with me the way I need for you to put up with me every single week, but this is a little more extreme. Given that fact, I'm not going to talk about a gosh darn thing. I am going to instead toss you right into the first portion of tonight's program, because I think that's the best way to handle this situation right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
French fried potatoes and a ketchup. French fried potatoes and a ketchup. China Jane and all the gang's gonna have themselves a ball eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup. French fried potatoes and a ketchup, French fried potatoes and a ketchup. All the fellas and the chicks getting calories and kicks, eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup. Jumping to the music of the jukebox. Anybody got another dime? Hey, the Johnny dropping in the jukebox. Oh, we are having good, you wanna move back? Just eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup. French fried potatoes and a ketchup. It's terrific, daddy-o, how the kids at school go for French fried potatoes and a ketchup. A wonderful time. Just eating French fried potatoes and a ketchup. French fried potatoes and a ketchup. It's terrific, it's the most. All the kids at school go for French fried potatoes and a ketchup.
You know, I was just thinking about the dangers to the dangers that we have to face today, that, you know, as just as humans, and all over the world, we all have the same danger, I think. I was thinking that our greatest danger probably isn't the threat of war now. Our biggest danger probably lies in our own overpopulation. The world, you know, has been populated now at such a rapid pace. It's sort of geometric the way it grows. And the problems that confront us are probably the feeding, the clothing, we have to keep our forests full and our wildlife going.
I certainly realize.
It's probably our most pressing problem, right?
I go along with that because I used to own rabbits.
Tommy, why do you say rabbits? That has nothing to do with the problem.
It's kind of a bad analogy, but I think the analogy is good.
You mean you had something that worked with the rabbits, and you think it might work on the world?
I know it.
Well, my God, if you know, why are you keeping it a secret? Tell everybody. Tell everybody the secret.
Well, see what I see when I had my rabbits. They had my rabbit hutch, and out in the back there was a little barrel, and I used to hide behind this barrel.
Yeah.
And about every 5 minutes, I'd pop out and say, "Hey, cut that out!"
Big got a G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. A G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. Some girls work, they pay taxes. She don't work, she just relaxes. G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. They all dig, dig, dig. They all dig, dig, dig. In her G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. The girl's name is Kitty. She came up from the city and settled a PR in the hills. They say she's very wealthy, up her bank account is healthy. Her pillows are stuffed with dollar bills, $10 bills. She's got a G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. A G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. She struck it rich, like the saying goes. It was right there underneath her nose. G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. They all dig, dig, dig. They all dig, dig, dig. In her G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. Now lots of handsome miners and also 49ers beat a path to the hills, I am told. They all take their rig and tell their wives to go in digging, but they never come home with any gold. She's got a G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. A G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. Some guys got, some gotta get it. She gets the cash, there is no credit. G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. Now the word spread like fire, and every man's desire was to get it up in the hills, no time to lose. One poor fella named Flynn was so anxious he fell in. All they ever recovered was his shoes. From her G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. Bankers, brokers, politicians say it's better than going a fishing. G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. They all dig, dig, dig. They all dig, dig, dig. In her G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E gold mine. Then a man from the FBI took a sample of her supply. He said he hadn't seen stuff like that in years. So he sealed up her gold mine and he hung out a sign. There'll be no more strangers in here. Dig, 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 dig. He married her gee whiz. Now the whole Don works is his. He's the only one digging.
Baby, please give me something to remember you by. Come on, baby, give me something to remember you by. Just a little bit of something so love won't die. Well, I'm going with my baby tomorrow night. Said I'm going with my baby tomorrow night.
baby, pass that moon way up high. Here are you and here am I. Please, please do something. I ain't been hugged and I ain't been kissed. I just want to see what I have missed. Baby, please do something. There's the time and the place and the place and the time I know. Come on, baby, don't be so slow. Don't be too slow, we got to go, come on. Other pals are making haste. I'm standing up here just going to waste. Mama, oh, you got to do something.
Michelangelo's David blown up and installed. and Julius Caesar and Dan. The Thinker by August Rodin. The Thinker by August Rodin.
Englishman, a sweet and simple Singlishman, no Romeo, as I had planned, but oh, the thrill when he holds my hand. I thought I'd fall for that Latin love, but this is smooth as satin love. I'm that in love, my mind goes tinglish when I just think, oh, Englishman. I met him at a party, the man I thought could only exist in my dreams. And I heard for the first time that voice, that wonderful voice that was to mean so much in my life.
Hello. Would you care for a sausage? Hmm?
I thought at first it might have been the wine, but it was not. Then almost before I could recover my breath, he spoke to me again.
Will excuse me, won't you? But, you're sitting on my food salad.
I knew then that this was going to be something beautiful. He looked at me with those eyes, those heavenly, cool blue eyes, and said,
I dare, you're not by the remotest chance interested in cricket, are you?
I suppose it was then that my life really began. Of course I adored his sense of humor. Every woman did. Those sparkling flashes of wit that were so characteristic, like the time he spilled a cup of tea down his trousers and said,
oh, yeah, I've gone and spilled tea all down my trousers.
And as time went by, I realized that beneath his cool exterior, he too was fighting to control his emotions. Now tell me, how could I resist this man? Darling. Darling. Hmm? Darling, I love you. What? I love you. Ooh. Take me. Take all of me. Oh, darling, if you knew how I've waited for this moment, how I've counted the seconds. Oh. Oh, my love, my dear, sweet, darling love. Just hold me. Hold me tight. So tight, and tell me. Darling, my love, please tell me.
You are not English, are you?
He was like an animal, sensuous, barbaric, primitive. What hope had I of winning such a charming and sophisticated man of the world? Me, a poor, simple Italian girl. I remember once he said to me,
I say, you're not really Italian, are you? I'm really Italian. I mean, spaghetti and bolognese and all that sort of thing. God heavens above, fancy that.
I still see him once in a while. But somehow I know that for him anyway, the magic is gone. But for me,
she's dead. In love, her mind goes tingling when she just thinks of English. Me? How silly. My friend.
That wasn't half an hour. I'm sorry. I refuse to believe it. I know it was 29 minutes. But still, that went really fast. I'm still all shook up. I mean, that sneezing suite started way before I got here. And went all the way till I got here. Into the studio. Whew. That was too much. It was too much. I shouldn't have to go through that. I give you so much. Why do I have to go through that too? Hey, by the way, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, even though I don't feel like myself and it does not feel like the thing. But it's unrelated to anything that is actually happening. Weird. I know. Any time outside is a super time to cook. So many tasty kinds of food out there, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas anywhere you think about, have been caused by grills unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from the building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave it lit or smoldering when it is unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or a building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You're being a concerned citizen. It's a public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO. Common sense. Public service announcements. That's what you're getting here tonight. So much more silliness to go. Then we'll get to the radio obituaries, and then we'll wrap it all up. I don't know. I mean, at this point in the game, I don't know if we're going over. I don't know. We could come in under for all I know right now. That is what those sneezes did to me tonight. So just hang tight. Go with the flow. Don't judge me. Because my brain is broke right now. But not so broke that I can't tell you that this is from one of the Bubbles in the Think Tank records. Featuring one of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. I was very excited we actually sold a record this week. We're down to under 30 of all of the Bubbles in the Think Tank records in stock. So it was a heck of a thing when we sold one this week online to someone we didn't even know. But it made me think, I should keep promoting this stuff, shouldn't I? Shouldn't I? Even if I shouldn't, this is just a darn good song. From 7 Inches in Heaven, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Plastic toys. I think all right-thinking people in this country are sick and tired of being told that ordinary decent people are fed up in this country with being sick and tired.
Yeah, yeah.
I am certainly not. And I'm sick and tired being told that I am.
Lady Hattie Jones?
Well, I meet a lot of people, and I'm convinced that the vast majority of wrong-thinking people are right.
Well, we seem to have a consensus there. Could we have the next question, please?
I would like to ask the team what changes they would make if they were Hitler.
Gerald?
Well, speaking personally, I'd annex the Sudetenland.
Norman?
I think I'd pay some Dutchman to set fire to Lord Snowden.
Liberal rubbish! Klaus?
Yeah?
What do you want with your jugged fish?
Alibut.
The jugged fish is Alibut!
What fish have you got that isn't jugged?
Rabbit.
What, rabbit fish?
Yes. It's got fins.
Is it dead?
Well, it was coughing up blood last night.
All right, I'll have the dead unjugged rabbit fish.
One dead unjugged rabbit fish later.
Well, that was really horrible.
Oh, you're always complaining.
What's for afters?
Rat cake, rat sorbet, rat pudding or strawberry tart.
Strawberry tart?
Well, it's got some rat in it.
How much?
Three. Rather a lot, really.
Well, I'll have a slice without so much rat in it.
One slice of strawberry tart without so much rat in it later.
Appalling.
Moan, moan, moan.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
There's a dead bishop on the landing, Dad.
Really?
Where's it from?
What do you mean?
What's its diocese?
Well, it looked a bit Bath and Wells-ish to me.
I'll go and have a look.
I don't know. Who keeps bringing him in here?
It's not me.
I'll put three of them down by the bin and the dustman won't touch him.
Lester.
How do you know?
Tattooed on the back of the neck. I'll call the police.
Shouldn't you call the church?
Call the church police.
All right. The church police!
Yes, what's all this then, Armin?
Are you the church police?
Oh, yes.
There's another dead bishop on the landing, Vicar Sergeant.
Detective Parson, madam. I see. Suffragan or diocesan.
How should I know?
It's tattooed on the back of their neck. Here, is that rat tart?
Yes.
Disgusting. Right, men, the chase is on. Now we should all kneel. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Tell us who croaked Lester.
The one in the braces, he done it.
It's a fair cop, but society is to blame.
Agreed. We'll be charging them too.
I'd like you to take the three bottle bin into consideration.
I now ask you all to conclude this arrest with a hymn. All things bright and beautiful. All creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the church does knit them all. Amen.
She got a funny state of mind. Oh, she likes all kinds of singers. She'll only dance to just one kind. She likes to hear Hank moan the blues, Bob Wills' Faded Love. But my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. I wonder why in tarnation she got such a strange fixation. She won't ever dance with me unless it's a song by Old E.T. I guess waltzing across Texas must be in her blood. Cause my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. Dances to is a Texas troubadour. My friends don't understand it, how I ever fell in love with a gal that don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. I wonder why in tarnation she got such a strange fixation. The reason, if I could learn it, why she only danced to Ernest. I guess waltzing across Texas must be in her blood. Cause my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb. No, my baby don't dance to nothing but Ernest Tubb.
So he's different from the other boys I know. Some have ginger and some have snap, some have this and some have that, but my God, all he's got is ooh bang jiggly jang. Some have kisses that taste so sweet, taste like taters or taste like me, but my God, what a flavor, ooh, bang, jiggly, jang. My body lies over the moon. My body lies over the ooh, bang, jiggly, jang. There's nobody lies like my Bonnie. But even though my Bonnie lies to me, I forgive him cause some are charming and some have. Some have money and some read books, but my God, he's got so much ooh, bang, jiggly, jang.
Let's steal my room. Here I am, all dressed in snakeskin. Now I'm in your kitchen making love to your cake tin. Oh no, is this the one you're baking? I told you I was freaky, did you think I was faking? At 8 p.m. I sell my underpants on eBay. At 9:30 I hold a seance in your hallway. At 10 o'clock I ask some ghosts for a three-way. Yes, it's creepy, I told you I was freaky.
Know a goddamn thing about a guitar. It's a 10-string instrument, a 12-string instrument. You strum it and you tune it. After you tune it, you start to play. It's not an easy instrument to play. It's easy enough, but you strum it. You just make sure you cut your nails right. You strum it with your fingers. It's like a mandolin, and you cross your leg over and you strum it with your fingers. You tune it. You tune it yourself. A-E-I-O-U, that's the way you tune it. A-E-I-O-U. And then you play it. Have you got a guitar? Don't you strum it? It's steel that you strum. V-I-O-L-I-N. Violin. They have steel strings. You know Elvis Presley? He's dead. He was playing it and they went and shot him. I can't tell you much about Elvis Presley. And his guitar? Well, I haven't got it. Who has got it? I don't know. A guitar has different strings on it, and they don't match up sometimes to the white speck on each and every line. Let's see now. Yeah, sometimes they have this electric guitar, and they place it in the guy's hands. Then they have a pick, and a pick is to not hurt hands. See, the guitar, when you move around, it scratches the hand, and sometimes it causes bleeding. And if they're feeling tenderness, then they have to stop and have their hand treated. And then, well, they have to give up the guitar. Some people don't like guitar playing because they like the ballet. When they get worked up to a sweat, they take time off. Oh, and the electric guitar, girl or boy can play it, but they still have to have the knob there for the strings. And when you play the guitar, there's a scale, and in the scale there's 7 notes, and they play those notes so their hands won't be abrupt.
Stay true to my ethnic roots and still play rock and roll. If I was a funky Negro eating soul food barbecues, I wouldn't have to sing the middle class liberal well-intentioned blues. Intention blues, intention blues. I wish I was an Indian, a grown-up soup papoose, so when I get drunk on a beer and a half, I'd have a good excuse. I'd be a noble savage, wouldn't ever wear no shoes. And I wouldn't have to sing the middle class liberal well-intentioned blues. Intention blues, intention blues. I wish I was a wetback on a strike in a lettuce patch, or a slant-eyed peasant with Viet Cong stashed underneath my thatch. I only ever cross a picket line to pay my union dues, to keep on singing the middle-class liberal well-intentioned blues. Intention blues, intention blues. Not a Negro, come on. Not a red man nor a Mex. Join me, kids. I'm a member of the oppressing color, language, age, and sex.